The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
To say a few words about the practice, behind me on the wall is an unusual painting left over from the celebration we had on Saturday of a tree with branches, and on the branches are these flowers, and the tree represents the growth of IMC, and the flowers are the fruit of IMC in terms of all the many programs that we have here and developed slowly over the years, and now we have quite a collection. So we had a ceremony where people put up the flowers, kind of. It was very nice. But to use this as a reference point for some teaching, I think of squirrels that jump around from branch to branch, maybe visiting all the flowers. I don't know what they do with the flowers, but they jump around. And we have flowers, we have squirrels outside of our window jumping around on the branches. And they're sometimes pretty nice, but they're kind of, they appear to me to be a little bit hyped up squirrels. You know, even like sometimes like a little nervous. And they can't really, it's very, very rare that you see a squirrel just relaxed and settled and grounded. It's, you know, they're always kind of like, you know, hyper alert and just jumping around. And I think sometimes we human beings do live the same way. But there are all these flowers, all these nice and not so nice activities that we're relating to, that we're involved in. And we jump around, and there's kind of hyped up energy and maybe anxiety and worry and desire and wanting, and that kind of keeps them, kind of jump around into this and that and this and that. And if you have a good imagination, then some of that belongs to the imaginary world of all the things you should be doing or could be doing or planning to do. And so that factors in and kind of adds to the energy of being all hyped up and jumping around and doing. And the whole kind of orientation of life can be a little bit more jumping around between all these wonderful flowers. I think the idea of a more peaceful life, a more settled life, a more wise life, is to focus less on jumping around to all the flowers than it is being the trunk of the tree. And the trunk of the tree is stable and strong and grounded and rooted. And in some ways, it's the source of all the nourishment that rises up from inside the tree, from the ground, and becomes a nourishment that feeds the growth of the flowers. And the flowers will come naturally. You know, you don't have to do much to a tree to produce flowers. I mean, the analogy is you don't, break open the branch to try to encourage the flower or find the flower to get it to grow faster or something, pull it out. You mostly just have to make sure the tree gets enough nourishment, and then what wells up from underneath naturally in its own way makes flowers. So in your life, do you jump around between your flowers, or are you more the trunk of your life? And I think the idea of almost physically, you have your trunk, physical trunk, your torso, and to be grounded and rooted in your trunk is a wonderful way of feeling like you then allow something to flow through you and manifest and become what should become, the flowers that who you are can become, that are a very different way of living than if you're jumping around from this and that. And so part of the function, one of the functions that meditation can have, or mindfulness can have, is to help you be reminded of being grounded in yourself, grounded in your trunk, in your torso, in your being. And to come from a subtle place, trust the subtle place, that confidence in the subtle place, being settled in yourself. And then in that subtle place to allow all kinds of wonderful nourishment and food and energy and inspiration to come well up from inside of you, and see what flowers for you that can't flower if you're a squirrel. because squirrels don't produce flowers. What squirrels do is they go take the acorns and bury them. So careful you don't bury your squirrels. So see if you can let be the source of your flowers. Now, thank you.